Killers, Other Felons Arrested Sneaking Across Southwest Border. By Bob Price on November 11, 2019. Border Patrol agents and U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers arrested multiple felons, including a convicted killer, attempting to cross the southwest border from Mexico. El Paso sector agents assigned to the Isleta Border Patrol Station arrested Miguel Marines Patino, a Mexican national, after he illegally crossed the border south of the Padres overpass on November 7. The agents observed the man illegally crossing the border about 2 miles west of the Isleta port of entry, according to information obtained from El Paso sector Border Patrol officials. The agents arrested the man and transported him to the Isleta station for processing, including a biometric background investigation. During the investigation, the agents uncovered an immigration and criminal history, officials stated. A court in Chicago convicted Marines Patino in 1986 on a charge of murder. The court sentenced the Mexican migrant to 24 years in state prison. Immigration officers twice removed the migrant, most recently in March 2016. Federal authorities in El Paso filed a federal criminal complaint this morning charging Marines Patino with illegal reentry after deportation, El Paso sector officials stated. Upon conviction, Marines Patino faces up to 20 years in federal prison. Every day, criminal aliens attempt to illegally enter the United States, often concealing themselves among family units or taking advantage of the current crisis, officials stated. The men and women of the U.S. Border Patrol are our first line of defense in stopping these criminals before they can wreak havoc in communities all over our country. Elsewhere on the border, San Diego CBP officers arrested 4 felons in 3 days as they attempted to enter the U.S. from Mexico. On November 6, officers assigned to the Otay Mesa pedestrian facility observed a woman approaching for inspection from Mexico. Officers identified her as Roxana Salazar, a 26-year-old U.S. citizen. A database check revealed the woman is wanted by the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department to face a charge of murder. The warrant carries a bond of $1 million, officials stated. 2 days earlier, CBP officers assigned to the San Ysidro Ped West facility apprehended another U.S. citizen wanted for murder in Los Angeles, San Diego CBP officials stated. The man attempted to cross the border on November 4. Officers checked the man's identity against the database and uncovered the active warrants for charges of murder and attempted murder, officials stated. Deputies turned Joey Alvarado, 32, over to U.S. Marshals for transportation to the San Diego Central Jail. We would like to thank the CBP for their partnership and assistance in taking these two violent and dangerous people safely into custody, said John Thornburg, captain with the Monterey County Sheriff's Office in a written statement. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price and Facebook.